In the debate about health care in America, talk of the end of life remains taboo. Assisted suicide is an even greater taboo, publicly opposed by religious groups and the medical establishment, legal in only 3 states.
This opposition to euthanasia, which I call patholysis, which is a Greek term, which means the relief of suffering.
He knew that what he wanted to do was to be as audacious and dramatic about this thing so that the audience at large would see it and that someone would have to do something.
Dr. Jack Kevorkian set out to help end what he saw as needless suffering. His active fight to make assisted suicide legal ended with an 8-year prison term and a conviction for murder. In the next hour, we'll meet Kevorkian, now in his 80s and out of jail. We'll revisit his career as an advocate of the right to die. We'll also look at the continuing debate over a topic that touches almost every family. I'm David Darcy. Just ahead, Independent Minds, Dr. Jack Kevorkian.